Blog Talk Radio.
What's the deal? What? What? What's the deal? This ain't no gobble gobble. Yeah. The Dope Show. What? Dope Show. Tell them where you from. Tell them who you are. What's going on, people? Y'all know what it is, how we do it, how you're feeling, what is necessary to bring a smile, some joy. That's what we do. But the joy could be stopped because life does have its ups, its downs, its smiles, its frowns. Just because curveballs, whatever you call it, when it rains and pours, can happen to you. So what it is, yep, it is what it is. Woo! That might have to be the single. Which one will I choose? Always keeps the music bumping. Who? Me. The Dope. Yep, Dope Show. Thanks for tuning in. Go right into it sometimes. Sometimes ease into it. Y'all know we get into the past, the present, and the future. What level do you see yourself on? It's that time of the year. It's one of these eves that we all like. There's people in the kitchen. There's aroma all in the neighborhoods. Just the whole sky is just filled with aroma. You know, I mean, it's more gas being used, electricity. People is doing what they do right now. Woo! It's whipping up time. What kitchen are you in? What household are you in? I don't know, but I tell you one thing. I sure would like to be in a household that wanted me to be in a household with them. You know, well, he's just wearing out his welcome. Just someone who wants me around. Just someone. Only one. Yep. And in the meantime, in between time, still getting swole off bread and water. So, we're in the capital city. If you don't really know, that's where we're taking off from, taking flight from, vibing from this spot, capital city, and where? What state? The OH. Uh-oh. I know. The OH. Well, let me get an I.O. Somebody's still with me because it's Michigan week. Oh, don't say that name. But that's what we say when we're taking them out. One got us, one will get. Bittersweet for the championship reason. The championship reason, we say, we didn't run the table. Before the rivalry reason to get these gold pants. Yeah, 14 karat gold, 28 karat gold, real gold pants to the victorious. You want these pants on your necklace. Yeah, you want these gold pants. This is what it's about. This week, this team. Last game, shame or no shame. It's big. Big. It's the Big Ten, y'all. You know, the Big Ten ball. So, got to rep these Buckeyes real good, real good, real strong. That's what we do right now. So, there you have it. I had to mention them and let it go, let it be. Hopefully they ain't too full bellies. Y'all out there listening, don't feed them too much. Keep them slim. We need them to eat right, but we don't need them ho-ho-ho in it. Feel me? It's Thanksgiving Eve, everyone. You're just tuning in. We're rocking a dog show tonight. What are you thankful for? Are you doing? Is there someone that you can help on this side of the world? It may be a different help than on that side of the country. Different help. Desert, Alaska, winter, summer, water, land. People need different things. So what do you find in your heart to give? Not because they want a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Yes, the turkey's fine. People want to eat. Give them a meal. Some people don't have a meal. But during this time, you see lots of drives, giveaways, pairs of socks. I mean, I wear socks. I know how they feel on my feet. I know how my feet stay a little warmer because of some socks. You know, T-shirts, dime a dozen. Some people might need them up under something. Some people just need a T-shirt. That's how I go. Coats, gloves. You know, people out on the warm might not have this such variety, but everybody probably wears socks. Hand-me-down shoes. People need shoes. Get to seeing some shoes. They got. You don't see the bottom of many people's shoes. You got to be thankful for a pair of shoes because you don't go around inspecting shoes, right? Well, this is what you might have to do. You go and you see someone that you might think is less fortunate, bum status, will work for food, people need help. The bottom of their shoes, liable to see their foot. Yeah. The sock, if they got a sock, might have a hole through their foot. It's cold out here. It's crucial. I mean, they lean. It's wild how a soul can lean on a shoe. You know, mine might run down in the back. You know how they run down in the back. When you're younger, you didn't want them. You put taps on them. Remember the old school taps? I was be particular as a kid, thinking how to stay fresh and just maintain what you got. You know, it ain't always got to be the most precious or expensive for brand new, because if you maintain what you got, you still can have a respectable look about yourself. So, yeah, people's souls is run down, holes in the shoe. So just be thankful that you do have something, and then be thankful you can give something. Because, you know, you hear about come back 2x, 5x, 4x, but the comeback ain't even necessary sometimes. You just already got it to give. So the comeback could have been paid forward. I'm going to give this to you for a while. You just make sure, because I know when you get it, God is talking right now. I'm going to give this to you right now. Yeah, thankful. And you got it. You don't know why you have it, but he knows that you care and take care of your stuff. Like, you know, you take care of your hand-me-downs. When I go to work in, I jump out. I'm like, they think I'm fresh. It might be a little dingy and dirty because I'm working in it, but it's still nice clothes. Someone will be happy to have. So you already got paid forward. You never heard of that. They do it at the drive-thru. Oh, they pay forward. So he paid you forward, and you've been out here fresh, looking nice. You kept it up. You was able to give it to somebody else to make them feel happy. You know, the thrift store in this state is ill. Well, they got some people giving away some stuff at the thrift store. You get it. You happy with it. So I felt it and seen it done before and done it before. So thankful to understand and be able to give. But hopefully I can give my belly some good food. What are we thankful for? Do you say your blessing before you eat? Most people don't anymore. I like to say it now aloud. I used to say it to myself, you know, but normally when I grew up at the table, you said the blessing aloud, prayers aloud, now lay me down to sleep. You was never silent while I grew up. or were you praying? You're praying. It's all you got around someone praying. They pray aloud. They say, bow your heads. You're listening to a prayer. So I guess when you're with yourself, you think that you don't have to speak because you're thinking it, praying, but speaking it is definitely different because I consciously do it now. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that blessing sent to me. It's that time of year. What y'all bumping? What y'all doing? This is the eve of Thanksgiving. A lot of people miss people in their lives during this time. Holidays do that. Every day should do that if it's that type of person. Brothers, sisters, cousins, mothers, fathers, children. You miss people on different levels. Mostly first of kin is missed definitely a unique way. Second of kin, normally a grandmother or grandfather. Child, it's got to be a hurtful moment all the time. So during this time of season, you would want them there. You think of because it's family, family issues. So you be thankful for family. Some people don't have family. Some family you have, adoptive family, through a family feeling, connection. Because family doesn't start out family. Family is connected, and then additional connections happen, and the family grows larger. Real family, fake family, but family's family. What is family? Because I meet someone, we marry, we become family. Now, oh, this is your cousin. Oh, this is your cousin. But it be by marriage. But if y'all get a divorce, y'all not cousins anymore. Isn't that something? Like, we're not family. It was by marriage. By blood, we have a child. A child is you and their blood. And then that child becomes a blood cousin to your cousins and their blood. Wow. It's crazy. Be thankful for family you love within your connection to them. Because some family that's blood, you don't love them, do you wrong. And you say, wow, that might have been your cousin who did you like that, your brother. They're supposed to be family. And you're like, man, my best friend. Because they know how to treat you. Family is a, maybe we should call family a way someone treats you. Because you got to be thankful for the way someone treats you nice. And the, when someone treats you nice, what happens? You become closer. You become respectful to the person you're sharing it with because they must be a little like you, or you become a better person because they're so nice. You're like, oh, you don't have to do this for me. I don't deserve all this. And you get to feeling like you're feeling, then you get to being thankful. And what happens? You turn your life around. Turn your life around. And then you become more stronger, wiser, and it works out for you. And that rubs off on somebody else because you get to thinking like, uh-oh, let me show somebody. You know, when you get to feeling good, being thankful, you got your head up high and your chest out. You walk a little differently. You know, it's okay to brag that you're thankful because that is a different kind of bragging. And maybe you can share that brag. Like, what's wrong? Oh, you know why you all high spirited and got your chest out. You're like, I'm thankful. Maybe, you know, that right there is how thankful. What you thankful for, man? It's world crazy. I'm thankful to be alive. You know, people say that in general stuff. I'm thankful. No, it's deeper than this. How you live as your person that you're thankful for. I'm thankful because I be on time to work consistently, man. I know what it is to do that. So it pays off. What you mean? I'm on time. I got extra hours because I'm on time. I'm so used to being on time, I figured I get more. That turned into something. So now I'm riding in this new whip I got. I'm thankful for it. I put in this word. I'm thankful, man. Provided for me. He put it in me and still. It's all thankful in you. We all healthy with legs. You see these people, I will work for food, bums. They are 20, 25, not working. They're not being thankful. They're asking. It's not the work, but then as the person. So what do you have to be thankful for? And then you wake up the next day. What if you're not thankful to wake up because you're more thankful to pass away? Because what you can receive on the other side. Are you ready? Are you prepared? No. You can never be prepared enough. So you have to be thankful in the meantime. Yep. Yeah. Thankful for this food we're about to receive. Thankful for the skills that you have to prepare the food, the money that you had to go get the food, the health that you had to work to get the money that you had to go get the food to prepare. Yep, thankful. So people are going to see a lot of people this weekend that you don't see come around. Smiles, toast, a little bickering, a little of that. A little argument there. It's just love. I love it. You know, the people you want to say something to, you say it. I mean, you know how they are. And you just love them the way they are. Because that's how they are. And you know them. And they still are good people. So you're happy for them. You can be thankful when something good happens to them. And you still can have your little arguments and gripes. But in general, the good outweighs the bad. So be thankful for that. And the bad normally isn't that bad because we're not in the super disrespect around the people we care and love. There's no super disrespect. You know, it's none of that going on. You know, but one person in the family, how they could be, but them ain't the ones you might be close to. But during this time, you bring them around. Hopefully they come to grips with themselves, but you know what to expect, that something could happen with the people that come around because it's normally not strangers. If you do bring a stranger in, hopefully they're the respectable ones and he likes the family. Such and such. So grandpa shows out. Well, you know, for the ones that have them, or cousin Ricky Rocky. Oh, he's just, you know, farts all the time. There's so many things someone can do to annoy someone, but so many things someone can do to bring joy to someone. And it's always a little bit of both. So we're working with a lot of bit of which, the thankfulness. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. You know how the sayings go. So, here's that saying. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to. Finish it. Yep. Thankful. What it's all about. Are you really thankful? Are you able to give so someone else could be thankful? Sometimes we're on the Dope Show right now, vibing worldwide, giving right now in a part of the world that it's not Thanksgiving. Time keeps on slipping into the future. Future! It's Thursday somewhere, and it's Thanksgiving. We're on our eve, And on the West Coast, they're a little bit more ease. That's what I got to start putting the West Coast into China and the Russia and the Africa, Australia. What time is it there? You put 11 o'clock West Coast, shoot. Man, China, they might, I might have to put Thursday. Yeah, I got to learn the game. Thankful for it. Thank you for that acknowledgement to give me in my own brain, Lord, to try to figure out a more visual way for someone to see what you're doing, because everybody doesn't pay attention or understand when you say it the way you always been saying it. So you might think everyone's familiar with you, but everyone's not familiar with you. Everyone doesn't even speak the same language as you, let alone say the same things you do, let alone say the same things in the same language and the same sentence structure that you do. So you got to be more careful. And some of you people listening, hey, they don't know it. So it's a little compromised. Share, because if you're talking to them, most likely you care about them because you're having a conversation. Plain Jane on the street, pretty much conversations are over and you keep it moving. But the other ones you care about, arguments, fights, however, and in the outcome, the income. Yep. So, everyone, take your time. Something to be thankful for. Filling these bellies up. Oh, for all y'all skaters out there, y'all know what we do. Y'all, they probably doing it in Cincinnati tonight, so I don't know if y'all getting ready. A couple people listening might send a vibe to the people, because I should be heading down there myself. It's the 4 in the morning, East Coast time, excuse me. And it just was there on the last, I don't even know how many months ago, them up, shook them up real well. That's right. For B was on the Wheels of Steel. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again. Woo! But I might not hit tonight. I'm relaxing. Wish I could speak to my number one queen. But that's another story. Worldwide thankfulness. Skaters, get ready. Tomorrow we roll. 71 North, Columbus, Ohio. They coming from surrounding areas. And there's family from surrounding states that will be in attendance. Is Thanksgiving a movie day too? People go to the movies on Thanksgiving. I'm pretty sure they do. I ain't had a date. Thanksgiving date. I need to go to the movies. I need to catch a red eye. Gators, y'all know y'all hear me pass the message. 71 North, tomorrow. The hardwood floor. West Jigs made it from the West Coast. So I shout you out. Way to come to the city. I missed you Tuesday. So, tomorrow, it's on. We're on a dog show. It's the hump day. Try to get the lump pay. Some leaning over in the bum way. It's the slump way. So you got to try to uplift somebody. a lot of food drives. The kitchens probably be open, the churches. And it's going to be such a beautiful day. It's such a beautiful day out here in the Midwest. I don't know what y'all know, 60 at Thanksgiving. Clear skies and sunny. I mean, people going to be dressed, cars clean, windows, music bumping. Woo, the city, we got shows, we got parties, we got locals. We just, the city's on excitement right now. And with this weather, I hate when they be like, Columbus, the weather is cold out here. But then they love it when they get times like this. It ain't been raining, but when it does rain, it's on days that ain't really taken away from anything. So it's, you got to replenish. It's got to be thankful or you wouldn't have the flower gardens trying to look nice, the tulips and the roses you see. You know, you got to understand that. So therefore, woo, thankful. We're going to be so thankful tomorrow. I mean, I was thankful all week. You ain't out in the cold grocery shopping, was you? No. You wasn't out getting your little outfits and your little extra necessities in the cold, freezing, just sad. No, you was all right. This is the weather. It's such leaves changing. You in the spirit. That's why you out there doing it. If you're out there complaining and doing it, you're not thankful. Nah, just in this grocery store, it's going to be all crowded. Well, that means you should have got your stuff earlier so you wouldn't have to go through that. So since you are in it, you got to be patient because you got to understand the long lines. Some people might not have all the money ready to go, the coupons, they're counting it up. You know, it is what it is. So now it's time. Thanksgiving. Yes. So, before we get up out of here, you know, dope show. We're doing it how we do it. Before we get up out of here, you make sure everything's everything. You know, get your yams together, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, greens, neck bones, chitlins, pig's feet. Nah, that's out of control. Cornbread, mac and cheese. I'm really trying to get an invite to breakfast, then an invite to lunch, which could be brunch, then early dinner, evening dinner, then sweeten me up with some sweets before I hit skating. I have to take a nap. I don't know in between when, maybe naps after every little food. You know, hey, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter. Hey, if you're listening, you know me. Pray for yourself. Pray for someone else. Be thankful. Give a little, share a little more. Till the next time. We vibe like this. Dope. Trying to get the radio waves ready. The new year's coming. After this, what are we looking for? Santa and the reindeer? Woo! It's God's birthday. Lord, have mercy. Gotta love it. Tis the season. Jesus is the reason. What's going on, people? Vibe with you later. Love y'all a little more. Appreciate y'all probably the most. Thanks for the attention. Yay! A dope show. Be thankful. God's working.